Yes, sir. You know, it's getting windy, and it's a good idea if you would use the microphone.
Thank you. My name's Ron Mayle, again, Lot 262. My wife Kim and I have been fortunate enough, again, for 10 years to be part of this beautiful experience called Deer Springs Ranch. And to much of this, and I don't know where he went, but I just wanted to say thank you to Dale Clarkson for a real man with vision. Otherwise, in the early days, we wouldn't all be experiencing this. Having said that, I wanted to first address a couple thank yous, again, to some people that in the last 10 years have really made an impact in our views here on this ranch. Philip, you're one when you were in the had the reins. Ben Clarkson, I don't know if he's here today. I haven't seen everybody, but Dan Wirth. We have a democracy as close as we can have here, and we're working with one. And somebody mentioned earlier in some of these documents about a proposal to raise money about a shooting range. I hope we're kidding on that, but anyway. It's good to remember that the right to bear arms in this country is to protect ourselves against our own government, our own ruling board. And to that extent, one thing that wasn't mentioned from either party, in fact, both the languages says the same thing, and it's under number 6 called officers, and it's called removal of officers. Any officer removed will remain as a director. I would like to introduce a challenge and some more discussion on that, particularly if there's reason for cause of removal, if there's financial mispropriety, if there's a gross behavioral conduct. And with the growing concern in industry today, you don't have to be a rocket scientist when you start reading down the list of Enron and WorldCom and Qualcomm and Montana Power Company and some beloved institutions like the New York Stock Exchange. And the list goes on and on and on a daily basis about directors. And the last thing that should be cause for removal of the board, a board member or an officer, not to stay on the board, but to be completely off, which is conflict of interest. And I think that the more we use words, and we've used them a lot here today, we use the words family a lot. We use the words grandchildren. What are our grandchildren? This document has 2 or 3 references to what are our grandchildren going to do. We've used the word baby when we birthed this baby. The more we use that word family, the more we're drawing upon this warm and fuzzy feeling that says, let's all get along. Let's all be kind to each other. Let's all tell the truth. Okay? And let's not by any means, and not in this family anyway, name any dragons we have in the closet. At least that's the kind of family I grew up in. And we see this in our own nation right now with the homeland security. Let's not protest this, otherwise be labeled unpatriotic. This thing about removing the officers where they can continue to be a director needs to be, I think, looked at again. There's an officer that has a conflict of interest, substantial and material conflict of interest. This is a nonprofit organization. This is a nonprofit corporation. That doesn't mean it doesn't have rules and regulations and laws that nonprofit corporations must abide by, the same as for-profit corporations. The only difference is it's an IRS nomenclature. Nonprofit versus for-profit gives special tax considerations, and it says you're not in business to make a profit. We currently have some board, I won't say some, we currently have a board member, and again, I respect the non-personality, and this is not a personal issue at all. But we currently have a board member that has several for-profit companies or interests that are inextricably bound up with DSROA, Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association. Inexplicably bound up with that. I won't get into details, but this is a conflict of interest. This is a dragon in the basement of our closet. We're going forward from today with looking at making some significant and substantial changes to this beloved property that we all bought into, and we all experienced for different reasons, obviously. And yet, the more we throw around that word baby, father, grandparents, the more we're not wanting to name the dragon in the face, in the dungeon, in the basement. And if we do have a conflict of interest, it needs to be addressed. Not 10 years from now, 5 years from now, we heard from the treasurer, we're out of money. If we have a conflict of interest, it needs to be addressed. And so, That's how I understood it. But I also understand that if a officer is removed, he shall remain a director. That's what. This is what I'm saying. If an officer is removed for cause from that position, I'm saying that needs to be looked at very carefully. And I think we need to look at governance of our organization under the same rules and regs as a for-profit corporation. The only difference is our tax status. What happens in non-profit corporations, I've been an officer, I've been a treasurer, I've been a vice president in a non-profit corporation with 2,000 members in Salt Lake City. We start transferring funds from capital funds to operational funds at discretion because it's non-profit. In a corporation for profit, that's illegal. Financially illegal. We spoke of morals here today. Of what morals, we felt repulsed by morals if we couldn't have the right to vote. There's an ethical issue here. Of moving funds from here to here. That non-profit corporation is no longer in business, as I spoke of. And those sorts of things, I think, need to be addressed. I don't know how we best address them as a group, but they need to be addressed, and I would like to see, and I will offer again my time, as I've offered before with an officer of this organization on several occasions, this thing about strategic planning and this thing about five-year planning and corporate and private, operating and capital budgets is not new. I've been offering that for 7 years. There's no interest in that so far. Otherwise, it would already exist. Make no mistake about it, actions speak a lot louder than words. Actions speak a lot louder than words. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, he said, to remain silent after all I've seen, to remain silent any longer would be an act of treason against the country I so love and serve. And it's time, I think, to look at some. There's a lot of frustration in this board. You can see it when the plethora of emails starts hitting the thing. The email's a great thing. It's a great tool of democracy. There's a lot of frustration in this country. We don't feel a voice anymore about being able to change things. I love this proxy vote. Simply, it's restoring the voice back to the individual. But when we've got an officer that has fundamental participation in and material participation in IRS qualifications, if you're participating in an entity or not, in for-profit and deriving substantial income off of efforts that are inextricably bound with this nonprofit organization we call the Deer Springs Ranch, then I think we need to have a look at that. So I don't know how it's best done. I will leave it at that. If it's a motion, if it's a resolution, I would, again, I would offer my assistance in helping to craft words about how to best look at that. But I think that it needs to be looked at. So. I would certainly entertain a motion to that effect that Okay, the motion. Can I make a motion? I'll make a motion and somebody can shoot me. Well, I'm going to make one anyway. An officer has asked me to. I'm proposing that Article Number 6, when it talks about removal of officers, is inadequate and incomplete. And I'm also proposing that we have a motion on the floor that says we're voting on things that will fundamentally change the structure of our ranch while we may have a significant conflict of interest in the organization. And I don't think that that's appropriate.
I'd just make a couple of observations, if I could. Some years back, the board made a decision that they would be very hesitant to accept new motions from the floor that would change the ballot because of the fact that some people are voting by mail. It's obviously, it's not my meeting. The officers are running the meeting have to make the call ultimately. But I suggest that there may be some wisdom, given the fact that some people have cast their ballot by mail, there may be some wisdom in being very hesitant to accept amendments to proposals that are on the current ballot. On the other hand, the bylaws are quite clear that motions from the membership regarding the removal of directors are always in order. And if there is such a motion, then the group assembled has the authority under the bylaws to vote on that. So I guess in you have to decide what you want to do, and then the board has to decide how they're going to respond to it.
Thank you for that. Yeah, what arose here when we were staying here this time at Deer Springs was that this conflict is significant, and it's been in place for a long time, and that. Therefore, I'd like to make a motion that the significant work that has been done on the preparation of these changes is not lost, but that it's tabled until which time there can be a significant inquiry into whether there is a conflict of interest at the officer level in this organization. And I would just like to make that motion. tabling the vote on these two documents, which are in essence, and there's not a doubt about that, I don't think, or debate, that they're looking at possibly at changing the fundamental structure of this grant, and that those documents be tabled until which time there is an inquiry and to see if whatever rules rule nonprofit corporations. You're a management expert. I'm not. But I've watched corporations, private and nonprofit, go this route. And until this investigation is complete, then I think voting on things of such significant import is not only out of order in terms of priority, but not appropriate.
I think the way it's stated about officers in both documents now presented, the Clarkson or Hall, is the same, and that is actually the same in the current rules that we're going on. And I'd be with Larry in that we gave legal notice, and I think we have to follow through the vote. But a separate motion on another item is what I feel you should be making at this time. But I don't think we can halt the vote on these things.
Well, I move then that we conduct an official inquiry into if there is a conflict of interest existing at the board level, independent of the vote that's been scheduled and held today. I move that we conduct an inquiry as an organization or as a board into the officers and the board members to make sure there are no significant conflicts of interest as governed by the laws of the land and by common prudence.
Okay, my name is Kathy Green, and I guess I just wanted to clarify with Ron. Did you want to make a motion to remove a particular person from the board?
Okay, that's in essence, and I'm about essence. That's what I'm about, is that I would like to move that we make a motion to remove the president of the board. That's as clear as I can get. As a member of the board and through personal experience of having sold lots recently and other factors, there is a combined reason for me to believe that there's a conflict of interest at that level, and I think that I would like to move that the president of the board be removed.
Because there's a question of conflict of interest of the president of the board of directors, I will assume the mic and the chairship here for the balance of this meeting. The vice president would preside here. There's been a motion to do some investigation. I'm not quite certain what the... Well, there's been two or three motions made here. Someone from the floor can't come and take charge of the meeting and call for motions and seconds, and then, okay, let's have a vote. That's done by the president. You want to add it to your ballot? There's no precedence for this. This has never been done before. We follow the ballot.
Okay, this is item H in our current...
Group 1 or group 2?
No, this is not group 1 or group 2. This is the rules and regs that we are governed by now. Not rules and regs, this is the protective covenants. These are the ones that are in force right now. H says removal of directors. At any duly constituted regular or special meeting of the association, which this would qualify, any one or more directors may be removed with or without cause by the affirmative vote by written ballot of a majority of all members present. A successor may then be elected by a majority vote of the membership in a like manner as herein above provided to fill the vacancy or vacancies thereby created. Any director whose removal has been proposed at any such meeting will be given an opportunity to be heard at the meeting. So it is in order, and how we deal with, you know, the actual, we have to create a ballot and we have to vote on it if the motion is made.
So what's your suggestion, Phil?
Okay. As secretary, I would suggest the following. We turn in, was this not the last item on the discussion for our voting? We turn in that vote now, all members vote with their ballot as been scheduled. Then we'll have opportunity for, we'll hear the question on the motion that's been made and seconded. We will then have any discussion and the opportunity for the officer to respond. And then we will have that vote.
Well, I think we've lost about half of our members. Dinner is ready. By the show of hands, how many would remain after supper to finish our discussion here? I'm not going to do it now. I believe it's out of order.
Okay, as secretary, I'm in charge of the voting. I now request that you all turn in your ballots to the ballot box, and then we will formulate, then we'll have an opportunity to vote. The one that you were mailed, the legal notice. Turn in your votes, the ranch votes, this right here. All votes need to be turned in now. And then we'll proceed with this other matter. Extra ballots, Barbara? Once those are turned in, you should sign. You can, I think it, what does it say there?
It says if you mail it in, it says that, but you have to have your name on it.
Yeah, you need to put your name and your lot number on your ballot. Put your name and lot number on your ballot. Extra ballots are here. You all turned in your ballots. We'll accept them for a few more minutes here. And then we will have a written ballot for this next issue.
That's why I tried to get done what we're doing here today. And then if they still want to push for that, then they have a right to do it.
We have plenty of time.
That's not a majority number. Nobody knew about 14. He came just falling out of the hat.
This guy over here, I don't even know his name. He's not a
Now, let me just tell you something. This probably, from my understanding, either Group 1 or Group 2 and the new things couldn't quite happen this way. There'd have to be legal notice and all of that. There again, some more protection and order. But we have had a motion, and there is on the agenda for other business. And Dale can challenge this or anybody else later on, depending on what their feelings are. But I'm having to act as secretary, which is my office, to this point. And so we'll have the motion restated, and it was seconded, so you're clear for sure on what's being voted on. And then if somebody calls a question, then we do have to take a vote, or there can be discussion until there's a call of the question according to Robert's rules. Is that right, Larry? The other person has an opportunity to speak. That's right. So what we're voting on, let's clarify that. Come back up. Yes. I think it's a vote for lot. It's of the majority of the members present. So there's no proxy. There's no proxy voting in this kind of a vote. They're the same.
Okay, my name again is Ron Mayle, owner of Lot 262. And the motion that I proposed is to remove our current board president due to a conflict of interest. And that's as specific as I need to be, I think, at this time. I can get more specific, but I think that there's reason to believe that there is more than one conflict of interest in terms of intermingling of for-profit activities that are inextricably bound with those of this nonprofit Deer Springs Ranch. So they're impossible to separate. And excuse me, is that clear enough?
And there was a second. Who, for the record, who seconded? Ken Lent seconded the motion. Is there a call for a discussion on the motion, or a call for what do you call it? Oh, at this point in time, I'm going to give, in all fairness, and it calls for this, for Dale to have an opportunity to speak to us. And then, if there's a call on the question, then we'll have a vote. or if there's a call for discussion, we'll have discussion. I think we'll have Dale talk first, and then we'll entertain. And let's see. What? Tell me your name. Rod. This was removal from the board or removal from as the president? He said his motion, he says, is both as president and as a member of the board. So I'll turn the mic to Dale for his in defense. Dale. I know, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is written in our old documents. If he would like time maybe we should hear all questions, if there's discussion on the motion, and then let Dale respond to some of those questions. That seems fair to me. Does that seem reasonable? You answered the question. So is there discussion then? Yes, I'm going to turn it over to Larry to be the parliamentarian here. I'll just orchestrate the actual voting as secretary as far as collection and counting. But I think Larry's a good parliamentarian. I'm not nowhere near what he is, and I'd like to be kind of independent this way.
I'm not sure. I'm grateful for that opportunity. The only fair way to proceed, it seems to me, is to give people a chance to speak in favor of the motion and then against the motion. Again, the motion is that the current president, Dale Clarkson, be removed from the board. That would automatically remove him as president as well. Does anyone care to speak in favor of the motion? Please. Would you like to use the microphone?
A number of us took on a number of names to call to encourage people to vote on this issue because we thought it was very important. Not necessarily to tell people how to vote one way or another, but just to encourage them to vote. I spoke to one member who had two properties close to Meadow Canyon, and he says, you know, I don't really see a need for membership on this because when I bought my piece of property, I was told that I could develop that any way I wanted to. If I wanted to make a commercial thing out of it, I could do that. And if I didn't have a membership on that lot, then there would be no one here that could say that I couldn't do what I wanted to do. And that if Meadow Canyon Road is going to be turned over to the county, then there would be no one that could keep me from going to my lot because that would be a county road. And to me, this guy bought his lot almost a year ago. So somewhere along the line, this guy had the information and the idea that it wasn't really necessary to be a membership of this ranch to be able to have land on this ranch and use it any way he wanted to. That really disturbed me. Therefore, I'm really feeling that maybe there is a conflict.
Would anyone care to speak against the motion?
I think making this motion at the tail end of the meeting, after half of the membership has gone, supper's ready, I think it's out of order. And I would propose we not have a vote. I respect Mr. White's word saying certainly we should give the defendant an opportunity to prepare.
There is a motion. I'll interpret that as a motion that the main motion be tabled. Is there a second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the motion be tabled. Is there any discussion on that? No, because the question is, should it be tabled? So, that's... Please. Until the next either special or regularly scheduled meeting. Please. We'll do a voice vote on the question of whether or not this should be tabled, please. The argument is that there is no provision for tabling the motion, but I think that Robert's Rules of Order would allow that.
Maybe for tabling, but I was at the state Republican convention thing, and they went all through this Robert's Rules stuff, and they had to first perfect the first motion, and if there's a call for a question, you have to vote on it. Now, maybe this is part of the perfecting, and that's all right, but to table it isn't perfecting. That's saying you're not even going to vote on it, so... I'm not sure I see the difference. I need help here.
Well, in some ways, voting to table it would be the same thing as voting against it. And that's... Please. Carl, come forward if you would, please.
As I understand the Roberts Rules of Order, a motion to table is not debatable. The question must be called.
Thank you. That's an important clarification. Okay, so we have a motion to table the main motion. We're going to do this by a voice vote. Well, maybe we should do it by a raise of hands. So if you're in favor of tabling the main motion, would you please raise your hand?
Yeah.
One vote per lot. I don't know how we do that then. Okay. One, two. Okay. Please hold your hands up. I've got to count again. I get 48. Okay. If you're opposed, please. Okay, you need to tell me these things. I got the 24, but... Okay. All right, if you're in favor of tabling the motion, would you please raise your hands? You have two. Dale, you have one. How many lots are you voting? You're voting one, two, and you're voting one, and you're voting one, and sir, how many votes? How many lots? One, okay. Yes, ma'am, one, and how many? Three, two, one, and how many were you voting? You didn't vote. Two and two lots, three lots, one lot, one lot. Okay, so that's 23. That's 49 in favor of tabling. Okay, all opposed to tabling the motion, please raise your hand. And we'll go through the same procedure. How many lots?
Two. One. 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 The others. How many? One. One.
That's 49 in favor of tabling the motion, 37 opposed to it. The motion has been tabled. My understanding is that based on the action of the board of the group today, that the motion is tabled until the next membership meeting of the membership, which may be either a regular meeting or a special meeting. So the next time that the membership as a body comes together, this is an item that will be on the agenda. We have a question here. Well, I think as an action of the membership, it has to be on the ballot or it has to be on the agenda for the next meeting, regardless of whatever changes come out of as a result of the election on the bylaws. So the procedure for getting such an item on the agenda in the future may be different, but this is an item that we were acting on under our current bylaws, and it needs to... We did not vote the motion down. We voted to table the motion. It will be an item on the agenda to be decided by the procedures then in place. Yes, ma'am. Yes. That, I would say, would be up to Dale Clarkson and the board, whether or not they wanted to continue the discussion. As far as normal procedure is concerned, this motion is done for today, unless there is a vote to take it off the table. So.
I would say a fair way of looking at this, if anyone has documentation or insinuations of a conflict of interest, it's pretty simple to put that in a letter form and send it to the board, if that's what you'd like to do, so that accuracy and facts can be involved rather than innuendos. Emails that's been going back and forth, and even things here in the meeting that have been said, could very, very easily be clarified. Very easily clarified. I think some of us are trying to overcome some of the petty hatefulness that's not complimentary to our program. We could have easily had eruptions in the meeting today of, saying that is not true. But I think some have chosen not to. So that's what I would suggest, Larry, is to ask for that written input.
And the board membership may well choose to do that, but I would just point out that under our bylaws as they currently exist, the removal of a director does not require that it be for cause. It can be either with or without cause. We may simply decide we didn't like the color of his shirt today. We have that option. Yeah, I'll go on. The hat's okay. We'll let you keep the hat. Anyway, so I don't think that it's incumbent on the members to make a case unless they feel so inclined, because it is within our rights to remove a director without cause as well.
I think it's been great to have been together. Some of you have traveled a long ways to be here, and some participating for the first time. Some have been here for probably 25 annual meetings now. And so, Taylor, come up and do some drawings. And then, let's have this, and then we'll have one other item. And this is a drawing for what?
The annual dues
for next year will be waived by this individual.
Bob Becker, lot 4. How about a loan, Bob?
Okay, good for Bob. been together long enough. The food is getting cold. Do we hear a motion to adjourn? And moved and seconded. All in favor of adjourning, say aye. Oh.